Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, let's get to NFL Factoid Tuesday. God, I hate you guys.
I love you.
I have a Tyler Shuck stat in here that's going to blow your effing mind.
Is he elite?
Had a nice little game Sunday.
I was told the Panthers are good. He beat a good team, so maybe he is elite.
We'll get to the Panthers being good part two.
I take it all back. Tyler Shuck, my bad.
Jonathan Taylor, who is 26 years old and has 7,152 rushing yards and 73 scrimmage touchdowns, 66 rushing, 7 receiving in his career, became the fifth player under the age of 27 with at least 7,000 rushing yards and 70 scrimmage touchdowns. He joins Jim Brown.
Pretty good.
Walter Payton.
Yeah, pretty good.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, not bad.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah. Hall of Famers all.
Every single one of those, and I will tell you, having watched that Sunday game, Jonathan Taylor is who I thought Trent Richardson was going to be.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair take. I mean, nobody saw Trent Richardson's career coming, and I certainly didn't see Jonathan Taylor being this good in the NFL.
This is remarkable.
There's been a lot of Wisconsin backs who were great in college who haven't necessarily had...
They're overrated,
usually. ...the dominant run in the NFL.
The Monty Balls, the Ron Dane.
There's a lot of them who have been good.
There was a White in there somewhere.
So, yeah, there was a White.
His last name, of course.
He was not White.
Not
the
a White.
Last name was White. I get what you're saying. Yeah. He's clearly the best of the bunch in the NFL, and he carries that offense, man.
Is he the best back in the NFL?
Right now, yeah.
He deserves that, right?
Well, absolutely.
I think that.
It's okay to adjust year by year, right? Like, I'm not saying in a fantasy draft you would necessarily take him over Saquon Barkley, but right now numbers have to matter, and he's the best back in the league.
Matt Stafford is the first player in NFL history with at least 4 touchdowns and no interceptions in 3 consecutive games. Yeah. Here's a mind-blowing Matt Stafford stat for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
Is your seatbelt on?
It's on.
Click. I need you to...
Click it or ticket.
Buckle up.
High school teammates with Clayton Kershaw.
How'd you know that?
What?
How did you know that?
Wait, are you telling me Bo and Tez are brothers? Is that what you're telling me right now? I don't believe you.
By the way, if I was a high school DB, every single incomplete pass that I stop...
You're doing it.
I am
buckling the seat.
That is such a great DB. Or...
Wait, is that a buckle? The seat? I thought that was putting your sword away.
No, it's... Isn't it the buckle?
I thought it was... I don't know.
What are you putting the sword away?
I thought that was like putting your sword back in your... And what do they call the thing the sword goes in?
The sheath.
The sheath? That's what I thought it was.
Oh, I thought it was a seatbelt.
I don't know. I thought it was a seatbelt.
You thought
it was a seatbelt? We are so old.
Somebody help us out. We need a young to help us out here.
No, it's a strap down.
Okay, like I locked you down.
Yeah.
You're locked up.
Strapped you in.
Oh, I thought I went to battle with my sword and put my sword away. That's...
Would you do? You wouldn't put a sword away with two hands.
I don't know. You're probably right. I'm just telling you what I thought. I don't know what it is. I didn't play defense in football. I didn't have any celebrations.
You didn't play defense in football?
Nah, dude. I had a red jersey on, man. They protected me like China.
No wonder you're not in the Hall of Fame.
I can't get hurt.
Dude, you are a candy ass.
You can't get the franchise quarterback.
Cleveland.
Is Aaron Rodgers out there playing defensive end? I don't think so. You protect the MVP.
At every crappy smaller high school, played
the quarterback
both ways.
Plays free safety.
Yeah.
Not when you're an elite pocket passer like me, okay? You can't risk me getting hurt. Season's going to derail, too. We don't have any depth behind me. QB depth chart is thin.
I also loved the Jabbar Muhammad.
The box and the
box.
Thumb down.
I love the thumbs down. I do that to my daughter. It pisses her off.
That's a pretty good one.
What does that mean? I'm like,
I don't know.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. The only thing I can reference there is Gladiator, but I don't know if that's where it came from or not.
So here's two stats. One just got brought up. In the pocket, Andy Dirt Johnson completion percentage, 33.5%.
Erroneous nonsense.
That was texted.
Erroneous nonsense.
No, here's your Matt Stafford stat.
Yeah, what do you got?
He did grow up with Clayton Kershaw. That's a good one. Huge day in San Francisco for Matt Stafford. Why, Brandon Sprague? I'll tell you why. At 231 starts, it's the most starts now by a quarterback before reaching 500. That win Sunday made him a 500 winning percentage quarterback.
I saw that. That's so funny.
That is beyond dumb.
He is the epitome of why viewing quarterbacks through ultimate success is one of the dumbest things you can do in terms of teams' wins and losses.
He really should rewrite how everybody yes. evaluates this.
Is Matt Stafford an elite quarterback? Is he
obviously
a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
Right. How do we feel about him when he was in Detroit? Yeah, putting up numbers, but can't win a playoff game.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
He played with his spleen explode?
He's one
something?
Of the toughest dudes you will ever see play that position. He put up awesome. He made the Detroit Lions relevant for the first time since Barry Sanders retired.
Well, him and Calvin.
Him and Calvin. No doubt. Calvin Johnson's awesome. I get it. And what happened the first year he left Detroit?
They won the Super Bowl, man.
Ah, look at that. You got him out of Detroit and he won the Super Bowl. He should be the epitome of why we don't view quarterbacks through that lens, but we will never get there. The scary part about them is the numbers you point out. Last year, go look at Matt Stafford's numbers in the regular season.
Can you not give me fantasy football PTSD?
I know you had him at the quarterback.
Gave him away.
I know.
He couldn't do anything last year.
They damn near beat the Eagles in Philly in a snow playoff game, and he wasn't even playing that good of football.
He wasn't playing good football at all.
And now he's back to putting up these kind of numbers week in and week out. He might be the MVP frontrunner right now. If I had a vote, I'd probably vote for him.
Yeah, but Dirt, the epidural shots.
Yeah.
We should be concerned.
That back looks fine right now.
More NFL factoids next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, we got more NFL factoids here on a Tuesday, so let's dive back in. Give me a second here.
Give me a throw one at you. Can I have one of the bunch?
Dude, I've always been welcoming more NFL factoids. Have you got any?
Throw them in. This is a factoid orgy, is that what you're telling me? We all just kind of jump in and mix it up? There are just two rookies across the NFL this season with 250-plus receiving yards and 4-plus receiving touchdowns through Week 10, and they both play for the same team. Emeka Egbuka, Tez Johnson.
How about that?
Tez Johnson having a nice little rookie year, man.
He really is.
But that 40 time, though, I don't know about that 40 time, though.
He had a nice catch.
What about his weight at the combine? I don't know. Do we have eyes? Do we watch football? Is he a good route runner? Is he hard to tackle? Why do we do this to ourselves every year?
It was like the Tyler Warren debate. I'm like,
yes.
Dude, I watched Tyler Warren snap it and catch it on the same play. I think he can play football.
He's good at football.
Breaking news.
What's his shuttle jump, though, Brandon? What's his cone drill time?
Jared Goff is the third player in NFL history to have at least 45 games with 300-plus passing yards in their first 10 seasons, joining Mahomes and Matt Ryan.
Ooh.
That's a fun little stat.
That is a fun little stat.
Underrated football player here, and I think has been underrated for multiple seasons now, Devon Achane is the sixth player since 2000 with a rushing touchdown of at least 50 yards in each of his first three seasons in NFL history. He joins Chris Johnson, Deuce McAllister, Adrian Peterson, Clinton Portis, and Jonathan Taylor.
Deuce McAllister is a great throwback name.
Love Deuce McAllister.
It happens when you got speed, man. He had a lot of big breakaway runs in that win over Buffalo.
Achane is very underrated in the conversation of running backs. He has emerged as a very consistent, lethal weapon in Miami. Jackson Smith and Jigba joins Antonio Brown and Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin as the only player with at least 75 receiving yards in each of his first nine games of a season in NFL history.
It's remarkable, man. Like, how are we going to view that if he ends up breaking the record?
He's a great receiver. I
just
don't know.
That would be what. Just like, think about saying that in August. Like, we all knew JSN was good.
If you would have asked me in August, hand to God, do I think JSN is going to enter a conversation, I would have told you yes. Now, did I see him breaking the record? Absolutely not. I'm not going to pretend that. What's stunning to me is that Jerry Rice is not on that list.
1,964 is the record.
Yeah.
So he's not, I mean, yeah, Jerry Rice not having, you know, him having a random game must have been banged up. There must have been something that he missed. Like, that's just weird for him to not have one of those.
Christian McCaffrey joins Timmy Brown in 1965, Roger Craig in 1985, and Marshall Faulk in 1998 is the only players with at least 600 rushing yards and 600 receiving yards in his team's first 10 games of a season in NFL history.
Yeah, he won't win it, but I don't know where he ranks in the odds. I haven't looked. I don't follow that market very closely, but that comeback player of the year is... he's got a strong argument for it after the injury-riddled season he went through last year to come back. And they've had a lot of injuries in San Francisco, and he has been basically their entire offense this year.
Josh Allen had multiple turnovers for the third time in his last five games. The Bills lost all three of those games. Allen has six turnovers in the Bills' three losses compared to one turnover in their six wins combined.
Still has one little bugaboo as a quarterback, man. He just gets a little turnover happy with the football. This weekend, slightly different because it was in a torrential downpour, but he has funky turnovers from time to time. He could be careless with the football.
Best record by a quarterback over their first 100 career starts in NFL history. Patrick Mahomes, 78-22.
Pretty good.
Tom's Brady, 76-24. Roger Staubach, 76-24. And welcome to history, Lamar Jackson, 73-27.
Wow. It's also weird it's only been 100 starts. I mean, it makes sense when you think about how many games are in a season. Feels like he's had more starts than that.
Here's a couple gambling nugs for you. Lions have covered 13 straight games following a loss. That's tied for the longest streak in the Super Bowl era. The Panthers are now 0-11 outright in their last 11 games as favorites. It's the longest streak in the Super Bowl era.
Well, I should be shamed. I should have to wear a cone of shame for gambling on them this weekend.
The Browns are now 0-10 against the spread in their last 10 road games. It's the longest streak by any team since the 79-81 Steelers.
I really want Shedeur Sanders to start games in the back half of the year. Throw them to the Wolves. Give the fans what they want. Everything's going to be blown up. Stefanski's going to get fired. You're going to draft another quarterback anyways. You might as well sacrifice him.
The Rams have covered eight straight as road favorites.
Ooh.
4-0 against the spread this season. Boys, I try to tell you, I cannot gamble against my team.
Yeah.
I would have laid big wood on the Rams to cover that number last weekend.
I didn't touch that game.
And here is one more for you, and we'll go to the second hour because we got a lot of fun coach audio to get to. How about a former Goduck, Tyler Shuck? Factoid for you, because you guys claim him right now.
He's ours. He's a
Let
winner.
Him lose the next week.
He's a winner in the NFL. He's a Duck legend.
Tyler Shuck was 19 of 27 for 282 passing yards and two passing touchdowns. Are you buckled up?
Buckled up.
Did we confirm that, by the way?
I don't think we've had the answer from a listener
yet. Is it buckled up or is it putting a sword away?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know.
I always thought it was the straps.
I'll see if I can find a video of it and I'll tweet it out and I'll ask what it is.
With that win and that game, Tyler Shuck is the first Saints rookie quarterback to win a game since Dave Wilson in 1981.
Holy hell. That's pretty wild.
That was the longest active streak without a win for a team with a rookie quarterback.
With a rookie quarterback. And yeah, you got to think he had Breeze for almost 20 years there.
81. Yeah.
That's wild.
That is insanity.
That's wild. He's elite. Tyler Shuck, elite. We all knew it coming out of college. I called it.
Carolina sucks.
God, Carolina's back. Can I throw one last one at you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, this was on Friday, so I know I think there's... Is Indy 8-2? Like, other teams are 8-2, but the Broncos at the time had the best record in the NFL after they won Thursday 8-2.
Yes, yes, indeed.
They also lead the NFL in punts with 53, and they lead the NFL in penalty yards. And at the time, now somebody's tied them, but at the time, they're still tied for the best record in the NFL.
You know, my wife was wearing Friday when I got home from our show, talking Oregon, Iowa stuff.
Was she wearing your punts, punts, punts?
She was wearing a punts t-shirt. Mm-hmm.
Did you buy her a punts t-shirt?
I don't recall that.
Did I buy you a punts t-shirt or did I buy you a sweatshirt? I bought you,
you
one,
bought
but
me
it was
a sweatshirt
way too small.
That didn't fit.
It was like a child's medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thank you for that. You've never gotten me another one.
Well, see, it clearly was passed down to the wife.
Yeah, it's a crop top sweatshirt on
Boom.
My 5 foot wife.
Let's go. Now you got a punt sweatshirt in your household.
How about you get me a punt sweatshirt that fits me?
You're welcome.
There you go. NFL Factoid Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at 6:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.